America Weekend.
Hello, I'm Carl Sabatino.
And I'm Roland Smith.
And this is Smith Sabatino. And to our listeners, good day and welcome. And thank you for listening in. And with all of that, Roland, let us see what becomes of this broadcast, please.
Well, you know, we had a pre-production or what we could, pre-production meeting here today where we talked about what we're going to talk about.
That's correct.
And most times we never talk about what we're going to talk about. We talk about other things. So, but one of the things you had mentioned.
But it's a pre-production meeting.
I know. One of the things you had mentioned I thought was really interesting. You took the bus for the first time in 20-some-odd years. Into New York City.
That's correct.
Today. Want to share that experience?
It really was an experience for a lot of different reasons. First of all, we got stuck in traffic, and there was a young man who was physically disabled. So they take out, and of course he has a right to his space. Of course, they took out six seats. I was standing in the back of the bus. All right, and what I noticed in this experience was that the people, there used to be a lot of chatter on buses. I mean, you'd sit next to somebody, and they'd be chattering back and forth. Everyone is on a cell phone. Everyone's playing games, these mind games, you know, the little boxes and all this kind of. I'm the only person standing up because there were no seats.
You're sitting there with an abacus, probably.
I'm just standing there by the restroom in the back of the bus. Very nice bus, I must admit. It was very.
Wait a minute, you were standing?
I was standing because there were no seats. Okay, And I had to get into the city, and there was a big accident and all this kind of stuff. But what I've learned, you know, one of the amazing things that people don't do today, Roland, is that. I observed so many things. And I was watching the truck drivers as they were going, because I'm at the same level of them for the first time. You actually look into their cabs.
I know.
Holy Toledo, do they have things in those cabs? It's unbelievable what they've gotten there.
The best one I ever saw was a hot tub. He had
a little couch in the back of the cab.
It
was amazing. And I'm looking in there, and he's waving at me as I'm sliding on by. But what was going on the bus? The bus is very luxurious, very nice, very comfortable, even though I was standing. And there was no chitter-chatter. 20 years ago, there used to be a lot of chitter-chatter on a bus. I would sit next to someone and get into it. I know more about that person's life than anything else, and they would tell me things they would never tell their husbands, or the husbands would never tell the wife. And we get into all these conversations, people I'd never meet ever again, but I didn't hear that chitter-chatter on the bus. I was amazed. I'm saying it's so quiet.
Well, I want to go back to this wives telling husbands, husband telling wives.
Yes.
Where, I mean, what did you do? You set up a little booth, so talk to Carl for advice for 5 cents, or
like
what was this?
I'm a chatterer. I like to chit chat with people. I like to find out what their lives are about, and I get into these conversations. That's the way I was, and I didn't hear any of that from the front of the bus all the way to the back of the bus. Dead silence, and I'm standing back there, and the driver every now and then through the big glass can see me. I waved at her. It was the lady driver. Also another change, a female driver, a little different from. Normally, they usually were men in that profession. Now we have females, which is fine. And she waved back at me. I'm standing in the back of the bus by the restroom. And it was different. It was a different experience.
Well, I'm with you because I took the bus in about 3 weeks ago to come in and do our broadcast. And the lady that I happened to sit next to, at one point, I said to her, this is my first time on the bus. It's been a long time. She says, well, welcome. And then during the course of our limited conversation throughout the bus travel, which for me was about an hour and 45 minutes, I said to her at one point, you know, I enjoyed our conversation. She said, well, you know, really, you are the perfect companion. You are chatty, but not overly so. and so
you're brief, and now you're gone.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's kind of interesting.
Carl Sabatino,
you can't get out.
I can't get out yet. But I wanted to say this: we have a very interesting show coming up. A lot of good things coming our way, and I'm going to take the bus again one more.
You
time.
Are
one more. Yeah, I'm going to try it again.
As what? Penance?
hopefully, I'll be able to do it. Maybe this time, we'll see. And next time, Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith on the bus. We're back. Stay with us.
Think Green. Harrison with you. We all remember being taught the axiom of sticks and stones, and now new research shows that words can actually hurt you, at least if you're very young. An English report shows that nearly 200 children between the ages of 5 and 9 years old were treated for anorexia or bulimia within the first 5 years of life. Anorexia, or self-starvation, and bulimia, forced vomiting, were found to be tied to media images of Barbie dolls with ridiculous proportions and a possible transference of their parents' own body image neuroses. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. One small act of kindness toward motorcyclists could save millions of dollars each year in fuel and vehicle maintenance. What every government building should have. Today on American Biker Minute, brought to you by Dish Network. $24.99 a month for a year with free installation, free HD for life, and free HD video recorder. Order now to get a free premium channel for 3 months. 800-241-9495. Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The motorcycle and bicycle parking only sign prominently posted in front of my beach post office parking lot forbids cagers from occupying motorcycle parking space. So every time we go to get the mail, we always have a place to put down the stand. Of course, to mandate that every American post office have a dedicated 6x10 parking space for two-wheel vehicles wouldn't be all that tough. But Washington, D.C. would first have to do a multi-million dollar study, resulting in endless debate with no final outcome. Is this the best we can get for our hard-earned money? American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.